It really is an amazing thing to belong to the family of God. In fact, I was having a conversation with a sister in the back about why we call this family. Because we call this family because the Bible speaks in family language. Greet the brethren, right? Brothers and sisters. And it's the blood of Jesus that makes us related to one another. It's just awesome. We're really, really going to be blessed this morning. There's a young lady in our fellowship that's going to share how she met Jesus. And so I want you to give Izzy a very, very warm welcome. Come on up, Izzy.
Hi, everyone. I feel very tall up here on the stage. Okay. So I would like to start off by saying I was raised in the world, not in the Word, and you are going to see that in my testimony. So I'll start with one of my science lessons from a second grade elementary school class. I was told that I am stardust. I'm made of space particles, bits and pieces of carbon and oxygen that originated around a millennia ago. My creation was a massive cosmic accident. My existence is just a faint whisper in a universe roaring with chaos. This is my teacher explaining the Big Bang to me. I know she didn't mean to set off an existential crisis for me, but I had certain things I believed about myself, even not being a Christian. I like to believe that I had a soul. I like to believe that I had some kind of purpose, whether it was being a ballerina, princess, or a fashion designer. But that made me feel small, and that feeling didn't go away easily. Sometime later in my elementary school career, I learned my new favorite word, gifted. My teacher took me aside and gave me a special test, and she determined that I was special, good enough for the gifted and talented program at my school. I was in special classes and learned special things other kids weren't allowed to learn. And I felt like I had purpose again. Being smart made me feel big. As I made my way through middle school and high school, I strived to be the perfect student. Perfect SAT score, 4.5 GPA. I wanted it all. And it deeply damaged the way that I made relationships with other students. I felt like I had to assert my dominance. I'm the smart one. I'm the good one. And everyone was a competitor for the same schools that I wanted. I wanted to get into law school. It didn't really feel like a purpose per se. There was no massive cosmic thing telling me this is what I'm supposed to do. But it felt like it made sense, kind of, so I went along with it. But I felt empty. I thought I needed friends, so I got those. And I still felt like nothing. I thought I needed a boyfriend, and I got one, but it didn't fill me the way I wanted it to. On the boyfriend, he was smart, well-spoken, and charming. We shared the same political beliefs. He took me along with him to conferences, and it made me feel so important and so powerful, but I was looking for something more. During my first few months of junior year, I cried every night. I would be at the kitchen counter just telling my mom, I feel empty, I'm lonely, I'm depressed. I begged her for medication, for therapy, for anything. And she told me, this is how everyone feels. Everyone feels like this. What she didn't know and what she should have said is everyone feels like this without Jesus. So in December of 2017, my mom's coworker Beth invited us to a Christmas Eve service at Metro. I thought it would be cute. I was like, this will be like the nativity scenes or like the Christmas specials on TV with the little baby all swaddled up. And I wasn't expecting to hear the way that Richard talked about Jesus. He spoke about a God that sent his son to die for me and a Jesus that cared for me. I'll admit that it's pretty hazy. I was coming back from a conference in West Palm Beach. I was just jet-lagged. I was sick. And I could still hear everyone in those rooms just shrieking and screaming for the president. His estate, President Trump's estate, was just a few miles away from where we were meeting. and they treated him like he was the Messiah. And I joined in. Now, I'm not saying that my political views were wrong, but I'm saying that they were my God, and that was wrong. So, leaving that service, I thought I had found my new purpose. I was going to be the Christian girl, and I was so excited. I wanted to have an Instagram bio with a Bible verse in it. I wanted to fill up my Spotify account with all kinds of cool worship songs. I was practicing a surface-level Christianity that made me feel like I had everything figured out, like I was being a good person, but I still hadn't fully met Jesus. Things changed in February. February 11th, 2018, I joined a couple of high school students at a coffee shop called Origin. We were supposed to have a game night, but they only brought one box of cards and nobody could figure out what to do with them. So we kind of just talked. And I was so worried that I was going to be rejected, that they wouldn't accept me. We were even going around and sharing our favorite Bible verses. And I was like, I don't know any, I'm new. And they just accepted me with so much love and so much joy. And I had never felt that way in my high school or with my usual peer group before. So I decided I wanted more of that fellowship, and I went to a Monday night service. Joel Turner was speaking. The sermon, I think, was called Can We Trust the Bible? And I loved it because as an AP student, I was all about facts. I was all about, you know, like getting the details, concrete evidence, and he totally satisfied that in me. But then he took a hard turn into emotional territory. I was there with my mom, my best friend Sam, and I think her coworker Beth was there as well, just like the whole church family. And Joel looked me right in the eye and he said, "You know that something's missing. You know that you've felt empty your whole life and you don't know why. And I'm telling you right now, you feel empty because you don't know Jesus." And it was just the answer to every question I'd had up until that point. And I rejoiced. He asked if anyone would like to stand and receive Jesus, and I did. I was shaking, and I actually watched the sermon back because you can look it up on the Metro Calvary website. And I looked so calm, which is so weird to me because I remember my heart pounding and my head just spinning like out of control. But yeah, I accepted Jesus that night. And when I went home, the very first thing I wanted to do was call my boyfriend, so I did. And I told him, "I've been saved. I've given my life to Jesus." And the very first thing he said to me is, "You're not going to turn into one of those girls that wants to wait till marriage now, are you?" And my heart shattered. I had just had the most life-changing, wonderful thing ever happen to me, and that was the first thing on his mind. And my life was like that for months. I was ridiculed at school, at work. I was persecuted everywhere I went. I faced every kind of spiritual warfare. I started to leave behind the things that I once enjoyed, like I was really into tarot cards, palm reading, crystals, because like I said, I was trying to fill that void in my life. And when I started to leave these things behind, I felt like I was leaving behind a community. And I lost friends, I lost Instagram followers, over 100 and counting. And I lost my boyfriend. I tried to get him to come to church. I tried to make him know Jesus, but he kept bringing me down, belittling me, pressuring me, and I had to let go. But I would do it all over again because knowing Jesus is the most amazing journey of my entire life. As I sat down and wrote all of this out, I had a tough time deciding where to end it. I thought about ending with my baptism at One Big Day last year. I thought about summer camp the following summer and how much I learned and how much I grew. But I realized that the Holy Spirit is still revealing himself to me in new ways every day. I mean, last night I was in my car and I just had this revelation because I had some trepidation about coming up here. I don't like revisiting the sinner that I was, well, the sinner that I still am. I don't like thinking about who I was before I know Jesus because I don't like that person. But God has just been speaking to me and pressing on my heart in so many new ways. So I won't tell you the person I became because I'm still becoming that person, but I will tell you what I learned. I learned that my existence is not an accident. I'm not here because I landed here. I was placed here with a purpose. I learned that being intelligent or successful or politically or morally right is not the most important thing about me, nor is it my true identity. I've learned that my true identity is only found in Jesus. Amen. I'm still going. And right now I can hear my sixth grade self, my third grade self, my 10th grade self yelling at me saying, no, you were supposed to go to law school. What are you doing using your art for the Lord? That doesn't make sense. And I'm saying right now that it does make sense because I am meant to glorify the Lord. That's why I was made. That's why I'm here. And I'm so proud to share that with you all today. Amen. Thank you.